In a brief memo shared by Butte County officials late Monday afternoon, officials with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said a large industrial site, once a massive diamond match company's facility, is, quote, no longer the preferred alternative identified for the location of this element of debris removal. That doesn't mean the site won't be used for something else, but it appears less likely to serve as a transfer station for metal and concrete debris hauled off from areas devastated by the Camp Fire. FEMA spokesman Frank Mansell, however, said the site is now off the table. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had planned to offload concrete and metal debris from semi-tractor trailers, sort, crush, and shred it, then load it onto train cars for transportation elsewhere. Now it says it's looking for other sites. Word that an estimated 250 to 500 tractor trailers would rumble through the nearby Barber's Yard neighborhood raised ire at a city council meeting last Tuesday. Some locals vowed on social media they'd attempt to block entry to the site. Colonel Eric McFadden, deputy commander of the Army Corps of Engineers, said the agency is now focusing on identifying and evaluating alternative sites. Plans by FEMA to house 250 families in trailers along Eaton Road may also be in flux. Butte County Supervisor Deborah Lucero posted on social media that the deal fell through. Mansell and other FEMA spokespersons were unable to confirm or deny the claim. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.